Good afternoon and welcome to episode 45 of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Planiverse. Good afternoon, Corinne.
Hi, Steve.
So today we thought we would start off the new year with discussing, well, some of my favourite topics. I don't know about you, Corinne, but the differences and the pros and cons of A5 and A6, and you know, it's something that keeps reappearing all the time and
rearing its ugly head.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, that damn A5 size again, or the A6 size again. Yes, it sort of keeps reoccurring all the time.
So we were talking earlier, and it seems like the ultimate question is A5 or personal, and then just second to that is A5 or A6. And it just seems like inevitably someone will ask at some point, hey, will my personal size inserts fit in my A6? No!
Well, someone will suggest, if someone's thinking of going personal, someone will suggest, oh, have you considered A6 then? They go, well, what's that? Yeah.
What's that? This other animal that we must look at. Is it related to A5? Yes, yes, but not in the way that you think.
So, to kill a few myths first, I think. And I actually started noting these down earlier because I thought, yeah, there's just so many of these things. Starting off A6. A6 is not personal, as we've already stated. They are two...
Sorry, Steve. Did you say A6 is personal?
No. Behave.
A6 is not personal. It is people not of the Planiverse, A6 is not personal. Personal is not A6.
Yes.
Two different sizes.
Two different ring spacings as well. So you could punch one for t'other, but... it would look very odd. Well, I've lost my blooming train of thought now.
Well, so, right, so just even talking about that, just off the start, we're talking about a square shape versus a rectangular shape is really what we're talking about.
Almost.
And yes, it's possible to get some of the rectangular sheets to fit into the square sheets, but they'll look funny, wouldn't it?
Just a bit.
Just a bit. And it's possible to get some of the square sheets in the rectangular, but that'd kind of be a squeeze on one end. So that's really the way that my brain separates those two issues. If I start to think about what kind of size or layout I'd like to write in, it's not that the A6 is such a bad size, but for me, I find I have to condense my writing a lot to get it to fit in A6, where it just naturally comes out in personal size.
So the actual differences are, and you might have to write these down, personal size, and I'm going to do this in metric because I haven't got a clue what it is in imperial, but never mind. Personal is 95 millimeters wide by 171 millimeters high, which is an oddball size per se, but we all know what it looks like, more or less. Whereas A6 is 105 millimeters wide, i.e. wider than personal, but only 148 millimeters high, so it's shorter than personal.
Correct.
So when you actually translate that into an actual physical planner or organizer, whichever, an actual A6 organizer is wider and shorter. So the actual, if you were to put a personal page on top of your A6 organizer, the page size is more or less exactly the same height as the organizer itself. So whilst it's narrower, yes, it fits in, and yes, you could punch it, the pages are going to be so close to the actual top and bottom edge.
Yes.
That's going to be a major issue.
And you're going to have all this leftover width.
Yeah.
Not knowing what to do with, right? Your planner's going to get scrunched in.
To add to the confusion, of course, Franklin Covey, in their infinite wisdom, their compact size is the same height as personal, same ring spacing as personal, but it's 10 millimeters wide, i.e. the same width as A6.
An A6.
But taller. So you've got all these different things, you know, so trying to sort of work out which is best for you.
So it sounds like the Franklin Covey model is the love child of a personal size and A6 model.
Something like that, yeah. Right, so the other thing to realise is A6 is half of A5. And it sort of literally, you just turn the page around, it's that then that width, but double the height. So A5...
Right, but hold on, Steve. We've got to preface this. We have an entire audience, mostly the American audience, that hasn't a clue
what
about
on earth
paper
I'm talking
standardization.
About.
Okay, so people of America, here's how this works. The rest of the world functions on international standards, and there are standards by which paper is designated. One of those standards is an A5 designation, which comes with the particular specifications that it comes with. Personal size is another one. A6 now, if you were to cut an A5 sheet in half, you would get an A6 size sheet. Correct, Steve?
Yeah, so if you cut A5 in half, you get two A6 sheets. Cut those two sheets in half again, you get four A7 size pieces of paper.
And on it goes.
And keeps going on and on and on. Smaller and smaller and smaller. Going in the opposite direction, if you join two A5 sheets together, you end up with one sheet of A4. Join two A4s together, you end up with one sheet of A3, two A3s, A2, etc. All up to A0, which is huge. You know, it's sort of drawing plans. Sort of
it's like some kind of magic that you're doing here.
You're right. And I was here, I've been looking for the magic number. It is a standard known as ISO, or International Standards Organization, 216, if you want to look that up on Wikipedia, and it has all the details, and it dates back years and years. ISO 216 came into being, I'm trying to find out when it originally started, back in the sort of 1940s or possibly earlier than that. But the actual, the progression where things, the proportion of these pages, and it gets very heavy into the maths now, is the height to width ratio is the square root of 2, or 1.414. Sounds complicated, I know, but it basically means that all the pages are related in that same ratio of one side as against the other. And that size ratio dates back to the 1780s, would you believe, if you start looking into it. It's quite scary in a way.
Steve is the Charlie Brown of the planner world. He can make any planning moment as dull as possible. Thank you for that information, Steve. Now, what do you do with an A6 that you can't do with a personal size planner?
There's not much difference in terms of actual usage of when you start using just personal or just A6. I don't know if anybody uses personal and A6 together. There's bound to be someone out there that
does. True. I haven't seen that. It's either or, isn't it?
Yeah, it's either
because
or.
Because there's a lot of people that use A5 in personal.
Yeah.
But not too many that... I haven't seen anyone, in fact, that uses personal and A6. Ooh.
So, because it would just... Well, I don't know if it would drive you nuts or what, but certainly it would start to... bother you that you couldn't swap the pages between the two. You certainly can't swap the pages between, you know, A6 and A5 because the whole spacing's wrong, but it just doesn't work, you know.
Well, I tried way back, what was it, about three years ago, I tried with the Mulberry A6 agenda. It was this pink goatskin, and I know it doesn't sound fun when I say it, but boy, was this thing beautiful. I know Immy had gotten one, and I saw her video, and I said, oh my God, I've got to have this. It's like a little candy. It's like a piece of treasure. And I got it, and I was so flummoxed with what to do about inserts, because all the inserts that were available on the market were all geared towards personal sized. And so I did the one thing that I could do, which was I reached out to Fish from DIY Fish, And she had a wonderful set of calendric inserts that I could use for A6. And it actually increased the size of the footprint of my inserts tremendously because they had foldouts.
Mm.
And I found that I could use A6 then. But even then, my goodness, how small I had to write to be able to get all that content in.
Mm. One other thing, and I've just remembered what I was going to try and mention earlier when we were talking about myths. One other thing about A6 is Filofax have never made an A6 organizer. You will see, no doubt, on eBay and other sales sites, them people advertising an organizer as being an A6 size organizer, when really it's personal. Quite typically.
And I think that needs to be checked, right,
yeah.
Steve? That you can do that by asking the seller some questions,
yeah.
And making
sure
they have their measurements.
So you can ask them what ring spacing the thing is. And what size, what page size is it for? What I think some of them do is they do it on the physical size of the organizer, and they're quoting that as being A6, which it isn't, but it's the nearest size, I suppose,
right.
ISO size to it. But anyway, that by the by, in terms of actual usage, for me, as I print my own inserts, booyah hiss. of course, because the design, from the design point of view, it's just a scaled down version of all the stuff I do in A5. Of course, it's very easy to translate one design to the other. Now, before you all beat me around the head, of course, if you just do the translation of size, which effectively is down 70% on an A5.
From A5.
So from A5 down to A6 in terms of the sort of page and, you know, the height
scaling.
And width. So it all gets scaled down. Of course, all the lines become narrower to write on, your experience. So you can't have the identical layout with the same amount of space. It just, you know, it's trying to squeeze a quart into the pint pot type thing. So you do have to reduce the number of lines you have on a page, on an A6 page, compared to what you have on A5. Now, I've actually started doing some comparative work on this in the last couple of weeks, because as mentioned in an earlier episode, possibly even the last episode, I design a lot of these things, but only a few of them actually ever get printed out. And actually tried, for real. And of course, they look beautiful on the screen, but you know, it's not until you actually start writing in these inserts that we design and make available that you start to discover some of the foibles of them in terms of how easy they are to write in, i.e. the columns aren't wide enough, or the gaps we've got, number of gaps per day or something isn't sufficient, or the line height is too small, or the actual print is too small in one case. I thought, yes, the calendar looks nice on the screen. You can't read it with normal glasses.
Oh, Steve.
So get your magnifying glass out. So you do have to make adjustments like that. And being that I actually design everything in A4 and then it gets shrunk down, effectively it's down, it's sort of effectively 50%. So it does change quite a bit. But yeah, so having done some comparative work, then in theory, yes, the same layout is possible in both sizes. But it makes sense that if you are going to use a similar design, to modify the design for A6 so it makes better use of that smaller size page, because that's the key, really, is making the best use. The same design, maybe with the same amount of information on A5, might have a lot more white space by the time you finish the typical week.
Prior to you using your A5 as much as you do now, I know that you were using A6.
Yes.
and you were swearing by it. You said, this is the perfect size. This is exactly what I need. It's perfect for a bloke, that sort of thing. And now trying to get back to A6, I noticed that you said, oh, no, no, I can't move out of my A5 anymore because there's just such a sense of, I don't even know what you called it, Steve, but what is that sense that you have that you can fit everything in, I guess?
The thing is, I've found that since I've gone A5, it's just a more natural size for my handwriting. That's the biggest problem, more than anything else, because it's not necessarily the line height, because that's basically the same. It's the column width that I've got to play with. So if I try, what I'm doing at the moment is I'm running both of them in parallel, putting the same notes in both, different layouts, admittedly, but the same notes are going in. And I am finding, and this is the purpose of doing this trial, to see if the rejigged layout works, basically, and if need be, I shall change the design to suit. This week, I've been using it exactly as it's been made available. Next week, I shall change some things on the layout, on the printed page layout, to basically ignore the lines and see if that changes things. Now, before, when I was using A5 and A6 in conjunction with each other, the difference then was, of course, that the A5 had everything in it. It wasn't portable. It was just too big and heavy to carry around. And the A6 had some of the stuff that was duplicated. What I've done this time is I've sort of gone back to, well, this A6 is more or less as my old A5 was. It has notes pages. It has a full 12 months worth of planner pages in it. It has blog calendar pages. There's an amusing thing. My blog calendar at the moment in the A5 is just a month on one page. When you try and translate that into A6, the thing is tiny.
Yeah, thank you. That's the big issue I've had with A6.
So what I've done there is I've gone to a month on two pages for the blog calendar.
Works. That's what has to happen ultimately. Yeah, so you end up splitting up the information.
Spreading it over more pages sort of thing. Yeah. So overall, number of pages wise, I've got more pages in there compared to what's in the actual A5. Because the A5 is split between two organisers. Now, I could split the A6 between two in the same way. So there's only stuff... there is only just a planner in the A6 and there's no supplementary pages. But I just wanted to try it out for size to see how many pages I could fit into, you know, your typical sort of 20mm, 23, 25mm A5, because that's the sort of size-wise you get in a... I think you can get 16 or 13mm rings for an A6 as well.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Well, I know when Immy tried hers out, she was so in love with the size. Mm. And I said, because I remember she kept saying, this is the perfect size, this is the perfect size. And I said, wow, if it's the perfect size, then I must try it.
Mm.
And it wasn't the perfect size for me, and I was so disappointed. And later I noticed that she went into her personal sized, her Crocodilla, which I know she loves so much. Mm. Hi, Immy, by the way. I love you. And I noticed that she eventually switched to personal size. And I found that I gravitate towards the size that will... for example, the personal size, if I take out a sheet, it will fit in my 9-ring Tuskfax.
Of course.
Because that's B5 size.
Yep.
So there is some sense to the madness there in being able to reuse or repurpose sheets within that spectrum. I have found that when I started getting into A6, there weren't a lot of inserts readily available for A6, and then everybody went nuts over on Etsy, and people started designing all kinds of inserts for plastic cards and wallet and all that good stuff. And there is an abundance of A6 inserts now. So really it comes down to being able to to decide for yourself which size fits, and I think that's what it is, your handwriting, Steve. Mm. I have found that ultimately it is, because if you're just printing stuff, then you can print to your smallest typeface to your heart's content and just print stuff out on A6. But most printers don't have A6 settings, if you've noticed. They have A5 settings. And you can adjust. You can type in your own personal margins so that you can create your own A6 sizes. But I've found that B5 and A5 are readily available on printers, and that is the stuff that and personal size, and that is the stuff that I use to print when I do print stuff on personal. So personal is for me the perfect size for having something smaller than A5.
I'm going to blow your theory out of the water, though. No, it's all right. He's been all right. Just waving at Onslow. the dog. I actually found on our laser printer, it actually does have, in the paper tray, a suitable compartment to actually put A6 paper.
And which printer is that?
HP LaserJet printer.
And how old is that?
It's not that old.
Okay, good.
But what I tend to do is I use just an ordinary inkjet printer. And again, you just make it narrow enough and it feeds the paper quite happily. Admittedly, to do double-sided, you have to swap the pages over and whatever.
Yeah, I have an HP OfficeJet 250, mobile all-in-one, and it's an inkjet as well. And it doesn't do double-sided.
Yeah.
But I find that I can just print out all odds and then all evens. It's perfectly fine for what I need.
Yeah.
One of the issues I've come across, and I don't know if your printer's done this, has your printer eaten personal size sheets?
No.
Maybe it was just my printer. I had a Canon prior to my HP, and it sort of decided to have a diet of that consisted mainly of personal size sheets. And it occurred to me it was because I was rounding my corners prior to inserting them. So I learned that Alan Marshall helped me. Thank you, Alan. To not round my corners until after I'd done my printing.
Mm. Yeah, because it needs to, it's possibly just grabbing it at those corners, maybe. And of course, if they're not there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was printing slightly askew, and then it started eating the sheets. And I was like, that's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. No, never mind.
So if anybody's having trouble with their printer, number one, yes, you can adjust your printer settings through your word processor to create the size sheets that you want printed. I print personal size sheets all the time. I love it. It's the size that works for me. As far as A6, I gave it a go. I tried it on DIY Fish. It's not my favorite style to go to. I can't get my head wrapped around the size. And like Steve said, I don't like the fact that once I'm done with a sheet, I can't move it into my personal size planner. Mm. It sort of has to live in this other
size
realm. It's like apples or oranges. You can't have fruit salad. You can just have the oranges or the apples.
Quite amusing, because I only started using A6, must be 2 years ago now, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've actually got quite a collection of them. As you do.
As you would.
They tend to all be the similar sort of format, though. There's not much difference between them. They're basically the same sort of thing.
They do have ringed and unringed, though. We do have, for example, Hobonichi.
Hobonichis size. Are in A6 as well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And that's been their standard, actually.
Yeah.
They have a non-standard A5. But for them, their standard is A6, in fact. Mm.
I can't remember which. Because there's the Techno and there's... Is it the Techno? I can't remember. There's
it's the Techo. I think Techo is the A6. And then the Cousin.
The Cousin's
is the
A5. And then the Weeks.
And the Avec is also can come in A5, which is the half year. But that's a whole other episode on Hobonichis, isn't it? I need to channel my inner Teresa or have Teresa back on here for me to be able to have this conversation.
We need
I feel like
the
she needs
Hobonichi
to hold my hand
expert.
While I say these things because I'm not too sure about it.
She'd be jumping up
I am
and down.
I'm not the expert on Hobonichi. I do use them. I think they're fantastic. And I like it for things that can have to stay bound. I don't.
Yeah.
But for ringed, I don't know, Steve. I see you using the A6 lately, and I'm kind of looking at you going, no, buddy, that's not working. You need to go back to your A5. Stick with what you know.
I'm only really going to do this for another few weeks, basically just to refine the designs, really, so that people that are using A6 have got a choice. And that is the thing.
Yeah.
That's what stops people doing things. Then, I'll sort of do my best to make things available, because that's what we do, and sort of try and, you know, overcome people's issues with, you know, embarking on a different size. I find it a more natural size to write on compared to personal. Myself, I don't find the rings getting as in the way as much as they do in personal, maybe, but it swings and roundabouts, isn't it? There's a lot, as many pros that there are the cons that we've
right, and it really is a personal already. Choice. I would love, for example, all the A6 users that love their A6 to respond to this podcast and give reasons why they love their A6. Yeah. I'm sure there is a plethora of you A6 users out there that say, no, there can never go back to personal size. And it really is a choice that is made based on how you feel about writing.
Yeah. And to a certain extent, I think I can well imagine and can understand people only wanting to use personal or only wanting to use A6. Those two are the ones that are in sort of closest to each other size-wise. We've got a whole different thing if you start looking at pocket or you start looking at A5 on its own, for instance. I'm very happy to only use A5 for the majority of the time. Because of the way I've split the thing up, the actual A5 that I'm using is thin, it's lightweight, etc., etc., and it fits into my bag perfectly and all the rest of it. And I have two pen loops, because that's the other issue. Unless you go for a custom made one, you know, having two pen loops on personals and what have you, just, you know, there's only a limited number of ones that you can currently buy, unless you go for sort of something that's older or whatever, that has two pen loops. Yes, the Giglio A6 has a second pen loop, but it's on the fly leaf, so that sort of works or doesn't work. I've ended up using Filofax Flex pen loops, just punched and cut to the right size to gain a second pen loop on some organisers. It's a bit crazy, but it works, sort of thing.
Oddly, one of the things that has drawn me to personal size has been, now that I think about it, the two pen loops that are perpetually there, one for smaller pencils and for pens, right?
Yeah.
And I've noticed also that the personal size planners do come in vintage styles, whereas A6 has been more of a modern version. I haven't seen too many vintage styles, and I really like the old school vintage patterns and leathers and fabrics that were used. So I prefer those. And that may also be a reason why I've chosen personal over A6 for myself.
Of course, it always leaned towards the sort of European companies that have produced A6, because it's not a size that exists in the States.
Well, I just look at some of the stuff that Martha Stewart's pushed out lately, and I'm like, what size is that, woman? Do you even know what you're doing? It's not a binder. You have to buy her binder to be able to put the stuff. No, it doesn't work like that, Martha. Get on with it. Let's go with the ISO standards.
One annoying thing with some A5s is they weren't designed for A5. They were designed for half letter. And half letter is taller,
right,
but narrower. So, of course, as soon as you put A5 in it, the pages being wider than the organizer was designed for, the tabs either stick out of the edge or they get very close to the edge and start interfering with the pen if you've got a pen loop at the edge. So,
and if you try to put bigger rings, you're completely done. Then.
Oh, yeah. Once you do that, then you've had it. That can be annoying as well, as I've come across that a couple of times now. So you end up having to go back to the drawing board and sort of rethink things. But
here to solve problems, Steve, not create them.
Yeah. In terms of A5s, there's plenty of those to choose from. And we, you know, we've got more than enough to choose from in terms of small rings through to ginormous ones. So there's plenty there if you can hump the thing around. And of course,
Right.
with A5, of course, it's a bigger bag that you've got to put it into and all the rest of it. But there we go. But it's all down to personal choice in the end. So have
Isn't
you any
it?
Tip of the week after all that?
I do. One of the things I'd like to let people know is that this year I'm sticking to the A5 size as far as my desk calendar goes, and I will be copying over my to-dos for the day into a personal-sized planner.
Right.
So my planner will not, the personal-sized planner will not have a calendar in it. It will just have the taskings of the day.
Good thing.
That way I can carry it around with me and not feel like I am missing something from the house. That's my tip. And for you, Steve?
Well, I'm sort of sticking with A5 and sticking to the same sort of layout as I've used before, and using it as intensively as I have in this last few months. I suspect more intensively in the coming months as well, because there's all sorts of sort of things. You suddenly get into January, and all of a sudden, all these sudden things suddenly happen on the horizon. Thinking, oh crikey, that's going to happen in 3 months' time or 4 months' time or whatever, and
Yep.
you suddenly start going from blank pages to start filling things in quite rapidly. So, yes, I'm sort of pretty much settled in terms of which size I'm naturally using more than anything really. So, where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at planerology.com and on Facebook at planerology, on Instagram at Karina Tovmasyan. Where can we find you, Steve?
And you'll find me in the usual place of philofaxy.com and travelersnotebooktimes.com and on Instagram as Mr. Philofaxy.